Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent.
All right, everyone, here we go. This is Wealth Map Radio. We're excited that you have set aside some of your weekend to join us and hang out with us. We've got a packed show today, as you might expect. And if you are taking notes and everything, get ready. Here we go. If you're just going to soak it in and take in all the financial discussion here today on retirement and everything, fantastic. We welcome you. What we're going to do today is kind of go through some questions that we commonly get, either in the office or that you have reached out to us with and asked specifically related to the show. So from that perspective here, we're just going to jump in. As you know, we create something called the Compass Report. The Compass Report is an analysis of your current path, where you're likely headed now, with reasonable assumptions. And we project outward from there. Then we stress test that current path. From there, what we do is a revised or more holistic path, what we often call part two of the Compass Report. And this usually has much more tax efficient or even tax free strategies, better risk management, better allocations, and compare the two paths. The differences between the current path and that revised or more holistic path are often 30% plus more in income, net spendable income, or the ability to retire many years earlier than you may have otherwise thought, or that your current path may allow you to do if you're not retired yet, and or having the assets last 7 to 10 years or longer compared to the current path. Either one of those outcomes is extremely favorable. Many times, we can get two or even three of those outcomes in a Compass Report. So what we'd invite you to do, if you are ready to sit down with us at the firm to go through what might be possible for you, whether you're already retired or still working toward it, we'd love the opportunity to show you what potential exists with your plan when set up properly, when working with a team that does nothing but retirement planning and whose core competency is indeed tax-free retirement planning, risk mitigation, asset longevity. Those are our core competencies. If you'd like to sit down with us, get your Compass Report done, complimentary. The phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. If you're one of the first eight today to set up that free visit, of course, we will do your Compass Report for you, complimentary. We will also give you a copy of the best-selling book called The Power of Zero by David McKnight. There is a reason This book is a financial bestseller. There is a reason it is recommended by thousands of financial professionals out there. It is so compelling, so clear, and all about what we commonly talk about here on Wealth Map Radio, which is tax-free retirement. 484-600-6512. Or, of course, you can always visit us at wealthmapradio.com. See our schedule, learn a little bit more about the Compass Report, the process, the team. So again, that is wealthmapradio.com. Okay, so into some common questions that we often get. And as I sat down with Steve Eckroth, the founder and CEO of Whispering Brook Financial, and what kind of came up as we brainstormed was, hey, why don't we talk about all the questions that we commonly hear either in the office or that we get emailed to us or people ask when they call and talk to us at the show. So let's kind of do that right now. As you might expect, a very common question we get is, when should I claim Social Security? If you kind of plug that into most software that's out there, kind of a Social Security timing report or analysis, it almost always says age 70 for you and or your spouse. And that might be accurate. After all, there are studies out there that show that half of all elderly poverty could be eliminated by simply delaying until age 70. The same studies show that those, for example, who claim early before their full retirement age, they only come out ahead 6.5% of the time. Meaning, obviously, that it doesn't work out for 93.5% of those who do choose to claim early. And early means, you know, age 62, age 63, any time before full retirement age of 67. Those are very common answers if we're looking at your Social Security benefits in a silo, just kind of siloing them off on their own. So many advisors out there or the software they use just don't have the capability to take into account your full retirement picture when running these kinds of Social Security reports. There are hundreds of thousands of different claiming strategies. But how does the calculus change when we take your IRA, your brokerage account, your pension income, real estate income, all of that, bring that into play? Now, which claiming strategy makes the most sense? We do have that ability to run those kinds of reports where it's not just your Social Security kind of siloed off on its own. So, for example, a Social Security claiming strategy report was run for John and Tammy, and the answer was predictably, at least on the surface, delay until age 70. However, when taking into account all their other accounts and strategies, the full financial picture, the best overall time, the best overall income production for their entire strategy was Tammy taking at 68 2 months, while John would delay until age 70. That ended up giving them tens of thousands more in income over their retirement, that simple little change. The other thing you really want to pay attention to with, at least with Social Security claiming, is how will my benefits be taxed if I claimed early at full retirement age, somewhere in between? Will I have work income if I'm still working? Will I have wages offset some of that benefit? All of those things matter. I'm doing Roth conversions. Does that mean I should delay or take now? But something that's not thought about a lot is the survivor benefit. Remember, if you are married and you are the higher income earner, if you pass away first, your surviving spouse gets your benefit, assuming it was higher than his or hers. Whichever one is higher, they get. So, if you claimed early and die first, and your benefit is higher than your surviving spouse's, they get that reduced benefit as well for the rest of their life. So it's not only about your life, we have to think about what happens to a surviving spouse and the Social Security benefits from there should you pass away first. You follow me? Many people simply overlook that. That is part of a Compass report, part of the Social Security claiming strategies. And again, it's for the first eight today. We will do your Compass report. This is just one slice of it, the Social Security maximization report. But taking into account all your assets, the entire picture, so very important. Even if you should do the one-time do-over with Social Security, you do get a one-time do-over in some cases. 484-600-6512. When you call to set up your free visit, it's complimentary, and get your complimentary Compass report done, we do it for you. We give you a copy of David McKnight's best-selling book, The Power of Zero, and you get to make a friend and walk away with tangible, actionable items that you can implement in your life and potentially improve your situation significantly. So again, the phone number is 484-600-6512. Or wealthmapradio.com. Briefly, in line with the Social Security question, we often hear this one. What if I claim early and invest the money until age 70 instead of spending it and then turn on income from that side account that I've been saving my Social Security in and also start spending my Social Security? That could turn out better. And yes, we could model that. But that definitely firstly takes discipline, for sure, and we've never, not once, seen it work out the way it's planned. Something always comes up, some reason to deviate from the plan, some reason to start spending the money ahead of schedule. Well, whatever the reason, now you're likely worse off having tried that strategy. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, math is important in these decisions. So is human behavior. And reality. Sometimes things just come out of the woodwork. Market corrections, family emergencies, sickness or death, my grandson needs money for college, blah, whatever, or any number of other unforeseen situations, and they just smack you upside the head, throwing your best laid plans haywire. I know many of you out there right now are just nodding your head saying, yup, that does happen. All right, here's another one. Does the senior bonus deduction negate the benefits of converting to a Roth or an LIRP, life insurance retirement plan, because people convert to both, since we now can presumably take more out of a traditional IRA with higher deductions, the senior bonus deduction, to wipe away those taxes on those withdrawals from a traditional IRA or 401k, TSP, 403b. I'm going to just call it an IRA, but it applies to all of those pre-tax type of accounts. The answer is unequivocally yes. Roth or LIRP conversions still make a ton of sense for most who have any decent amount saved by their discipline over many years or decades. Irrespective of this new senior bonus deduction that came to us from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or what we call OB3A here on the show, do distributions, so irrespective of that, do distributions or withdrawals from IRAs still count as provisional income, creating collateral tax damage on Social Security potentially? Yes, they do. Do distributions or withdrawals from Roths or LARPs do that? No, they don't. Do distributions from pre-tax IRAs, 401ks, etc., potentially cause surcharges on your Medicare premiums, what are called IRMA surcharges? Yes, they do. Does that happen from Roth IRAs or LIRPs? No, it doesn't. Can withdrawals from IRAs cause long-term capital gains, like on a taxable brokerage account, for example, to suddenly become taxable where they wouldn't otherwise be in the absence of that IRA or 401k withdrawal? Yes. Do Roth IRAs or LIRPs do that, cause unnecessary capital gains taxation? No, they don't. if taxes increase in the future, which is certainly an all but certainty with the fiscal and demographic pressures our nation is under, we go through that almost every show, with those all but certain inevitable tax increases, are IRAs and 401ks and all their cousins, pre-tax vehicles, vulnerable to those tax increases? Absolutely 100%. They are fully exposed. Are Roth IRAs or LERPs vulnerable to those tax increases? No, they are not. So IRAs and other qualified accounts cause a litany of potential collateral tax damage across the board that Roths and LERPs do not. That aside, what can we potentially use the senior bonus deduction for? This wasn't a question, but I'm going to go into it. Assuming we stay under the qualification limits, it allows us to potentially convert even more the senior bonus deduction. It allows us to convert even more to Roth IRAs or LERPs, at least through 2028. It is currently temporary. I kind of feel like it's going to become permanent. That's just my opinion. It'll be hard for, in other words, for politicians to go ahead and retract that. But currently, it is temporary through 2028. This allows us to accelerate the opportunity to shift assets from tax procrastination accounts, like IRAs and 401ks, to tax-shielded and tax-efficient accounts like Roths and LERPs. For example, if I was going to convert $50,000 and to a Roth IRA or a LERP, and I qualify for the senior bonus deduction and I'm married, that gives me an additional $12,000 of deductions, meaning I could actually convert $62,000 for the same tax cost as converting $50,000. Boy, that's wonderful. That allows me to accelerate the shift, the intentional, strategic shift of tax-hostile assets to the tax-free column. Now, all of that said, you do not want to undertake a conversion strategy without having the full consequences and advantages lined out for you. That is why we are here. That is what part of a Compass Report does do. 484-600-6512. In previous shows, we've already dismissed that false notion that the senior bonus deduction is somehow directly related to Social Security. It is not. It was couched that way and advertised that way. That is false. If you're not claiming Social Security, but you do qualify for the senior bonus deduction, do you still get it? Yes, you do. It has nothing to do with Social Security. All right, so what makes sense for you? We'd invite you, be one of the first eight today to call in and set up your free visit with us at the firm at Whispering Brook Financial. We will do your Compass Report complimentary. We will give you a copy of The Power of Zero, one of the best books ever written on tax-free retirement planning, and you will see a before and after picture of what might be possible for you. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. You can set up your own visit right there. 484-600-6512. What is the difference between converting to a Roth or converting to an LIRP, a life insurance retirement plan, or LERP? Well, they are both very different, but have one thing in common. When set up right, they create tax-free growth and access to that growth without collateral damage to other parts of your financial picture. And we've highlighted that earlier. And we love both of them. We love them because we love tax-free streams of retirement income. And if the all-knowing overlords in Congress and in D.C. ever deigned to give us a third tax-free retirement option, we would likely be into that one too. So let's be clear, this is simply about tax-free streams of retirement income. but some distinct characteristics of a properly structured LERP include protection from market downturns. You only participate in the market upturns, in other words. A tax-free term insurance death benefit comes with it, and that death benefit doubles as long-term care benefits if you needed it. And if you didn't, fine, it doesn't matter. If you do need it, great, it's there. It's just built in and part of the plan. There is tax-free and penalty-free access under age 59 and a half. That's extremely unique. They have very high contribution limits. We have clients that put in $200 a month to $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 per year and grow it tax-free. They are unique in that. They have extremely low fees, and they are engineered specifically for income production later in life or in your retirement. They do usually need time to cook, but just like doing an all-day smoking of the brisket or whatever, it is extremely good once it is ready. Are there other considerations to a LERP? Absolutely. Can both a Roth and a LERP side by side make a lot of sense? Are they both better together? Yes, often that is exactly the answer. Here's another question. How much should I convert to the tax-free column, meaning Roths and or life insurance retirement plans? This is a great question, and the answer is only as much as is required to keep your withdrawals from pre-tax accounts, pre-tax IRAs and 401ks, under the standard deduction. Because if we can keep withdrawals from those pre-tax accounts under the standard deduction, then those withdrawals are essentially tax-free because the standard deduction would wipe away the taxes up to that amount on those withdrawals. The net result is pre-tax in and tax-free out. That is the best kind of tax-free. Now, we still do have to be careful of collateral damage that it could cause in other parts of your financial picture. That is true. But by far, this is our favorite flavor of tax-free that exists. Any amounts that we would be, any balances that would cause us to have to withdraw or need to withdraw more than the standard deduction, those balances above that threshold should absolutely be converted to the tax-free column. Your Compass report is going to show what in your situation makes sense for you. Also, you will find risk mitigation strategies, the before and after picture of all the things we're talking about here, clearly laid out, and you get to see all the flow, the charts, the graphs, everything that makes sense in your situation. No two Compass reports are the same. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Now, if you are one of the first eight today to set up that visit, we will give you a copy of David McKnight's best-selling book called The Power of Zero, because we do want you to be educated on what we're talking about. We want you to understand why we do things, when we do things, the rhyme and reason of it all. And, of course, we do your Compass report complimentary for you. That is 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Okay, one more question we need to tackle in the first half that Steve and I discussed at length was a pension option that is where you have a lump sum option. Many of you have this. Some of you do, some of you don't. If you have a lump sum option with a pension, this means that you're able to take that and roll it tax-free, tax-neutral, you know, shift from your pension to an IRA. Why in the world would you ever do that? Well, you can have your own private pension. You can set that up with your own lifetime guaranteed annuity, just like you can at the employer. that's all a pension is it's a formula, an annuity formula for determining how much money you get over your lifetime based on age expectancy, life expectancy, whether it's joint or single life, all that kind of stuff. That's all what an annuity is designed to do. So a pension is just an annuity. Now, if you have an option to roll it to yourself and have your own private pension, many times the income is actually better because you can find more competitive guaranteed lifetime incomes out there on your own many times. So that could make sense on its own. Secondly, though, what can you now do with that pension that's been rolled over to an IRA? What else can you do? You can convert it to a Roth and create, therefore, a Roth private pension that does not create all the other collateral damage we were talking about. Does pension income, if you left it at the employer, and again, don't feel bad if you don't have this option. That's okay. But if you do, and if you could convert it to a Roth pension, now it's tax-free for you. It does not cause Social Security to become unnecessarily tainted by taxes like a regular pension does at your employer. It does not cause IRMA surcharges potentially on your Medicare premiums like a pension at the employer does or can potentially do. It does not cause long-term capital gains to become unnecessarily taxable like a pension at your employer might. None of those things happen if you can take control of the pension and convert it to a Roth pension. Isn't that neat? So I want you to do this. If you do have a pension, and I know fewer and fewer do, but many of you out there who are near retirement age, coming up on that, we really need to explore this option and ask, what are my lump sum pension options? If they exist, chances are, it could be the case, many times is, that you're much better rolling that to an IRA, considering your own private pension with a better lifetime income payouts for you and or a surviving spouse, and potentially making it tax-free through Roth conversions. That could be very exciting. We have seen it be such a difference for people in their retirement, determining whether or not what kind of tax layout they have, determining whether or not they can make the trips that they want to make, determining whether or not 85% or zero of their Social Security is taxable. This is a meaningful impact that can possibly happen. So we absolutely wanted to hit that. Let's get your Compass report done. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512.
Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believers
dangers in having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent.
All right, everyone, here we go. This is Wealth Map Radio. We're excited that you have set aside some of your weekend to join us and hang out with us. We've got a packed show today, as you might expect. And if you are taking notes and everything, get ready. Here we go. If you're just going to soak it in and take in all the financial discussion here today on retirement and everything, fantastic. We welcome you. What we're going to do today is kind of go through some questions that we commonly get, either in the office or that you have reached out to us with and asked specifically related to the show. So from that perspective here, we're just going to jump in. As you know, we create something called the Compass Report. The Compass Report is an analysis of your current path, where you're likely headed now, with reasonable assumptions. And we project outward from there. Then we stress test that current path. From there, what we do is a revised or more holistic path, what we often call part two of the Compass Report. And this usually has much more tax efficient or even tax free strategies, better risk management, better allocations, and compare the two paths. The differences between the current path and that revised or more holistic path are often 30% plus more in income, net spendable income, or the ability to retire many years earlier than you may have otherwise thought, or that your current path may allow you to do if you're not retired yet, and having the assets last 7 to 10 years or longer compared to the current path. Either one of those outcomes is extremely favorable. Many times we can get two or even three of those outcomes in a Compass Report. So what we'd invite you to do, if you are ready to sit down with us at the firm to go through what might be possible for you, whether you're already retired or still working toward it, we'd love the opportunity to show you what potential exists with your plan when set up properly, when working with a team that does nothing but retirement planning and whose core competency is indeed tax-free retirement planning, risk mitigation, asset longevity. Those are our core competencies. If you'd like to sit down with us, get your Compass Report done, complimentary. The phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. If you're one of the first eight today to set up that free visit, of course, we will do your Compass Report for you, complimentary. We will also give you a copy of the best-selling book called The Power of Zero by David McKnight. There is a reason this book is a financial bestseller. There is a reason it is recommended by thousands of financial professionals out there. It is so compelling, so clear, and all about what we commonly talk about here on Wealth Map Radio, which is tax-free retirement. 484-600-6512. Or, of course, you can always visit us at wealthmapradio.com. See our schedule, learn a little bit more about the Compass Report, the process, the team, So again, that is wealthmapradio.com. Okay, so into some common questions that we often get. And as I sat down with Steve Eckroth, the founder and CEO of Whispering Brook Financial, and what kind of came up as we brainstormed was, hey, why don't we talk about all the questions that we commonly hear either in the office or that we get emailed to us or people ask when they call and talk to us at the show. So let's kind of do that right now. As you might expect, a very common question we get is, when should I claim Social Security? If you kind of plug that into most software that's out there, kind of a Social Security timing report or analysis, it almost always says age 70 for you and or your spouse. And that might be accurate. After all, there are studies out there that show that half of all elderly poverty could be eliminated by simply delaying until age 70. The same studies show that those, for example, who claim early before their full retirement age, they only come out ahead 6.5% of the time, meaning obviously that it doesn't work out for 93.5% of those who do choose to claim early. And early means, you know, age 62, age 63, anytime before full retirement age of 67. Those are very common answers if we're looking at your Social Security benefits in a silo, just kind of siloing them off on their own. So many advisors out there or the software they use just don't have the capability to take into account your full retirement picture when running these kinds of Social Security reports. There are hundreds of thousands of different claiming strategies. But how does the calculus change when we take your IRA, your brokerage account, your pension income, real estate income, all of that, bring that into play? Now, which claiming strategy makes the most sense? We do have that ability to run those kinds of reports where it's not just your Social Security kind of siloed off on its own. So, for example, a Social Security claiming strategy report was run for John and Tammy, and the answer was predictably, at least on the surface, delay until age 70. However, when taking into account all their other accounts and strategies, the full financial picture, the best overall time, the best overall income production for their entire strategy was Tammy taking at 68.2 months, while John would delay until age 70. That ended up giving them tens of thousands more in income over their retirement, that simple little change. The other thing you really want to pay attention to with, at least with Social Security claiming, is how will my benefits be taxed if I claimed early at full retirement age, somewhere in between? Will I have work income if I'm still working? Will I have wages offset some of that benefit? All of those things matter. I'm doing Roth conversions. Does that mean I should delay or take now? But something that's not thought about a lot is the survivor benefit. Remember, if you are married and you are the higher income earner, if you pass away first, your surviving spouse gets your benefit, assuming it was higher than his or hers. Whichever one is higher, they get. So, if you claimed early and die first, and your benefit is higher than your surviving spouse's, they get that reduced benefit as well for the rest of their life. So it's not only about your life. We have to think about what happens to a surviving spouse and the Social Security benefits from there should you pass away first. You follow me? Many people simply overlook that. That is part of a Compass report, part of the Social Security claiming strategies. And again, it's for the first 8 today. We will do your Compass report. This is just one slice of it, the Social Security maximization report. But taking into account all your assets, the entire picture. So very important. Even if you should do the one-time do-over with Social Security, you do get a one-time do-over in some cases. 484-600-6512. When you call to set up your free visit, it's complimentary, and get your complimentary Compass report done, we do it for you. We give you a copy of David McKnight's best-selling book, The Power of Zero, and you get to make a friend and walk away with tangible, actionable items that you can implement in your life and potentially improve your situation significantly. So again, the phone number is 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Briefly, in line with the Social Security question, we often hear this one. What if I claim early and invest the money until age 70 instead of spending it and then turn on income from that side account that I've been saving my Social Security in and also start spending my Social Security? That could turn out better. And yes, we could model that. But that definitely firstly takes discipline, for sure. And we've never, not once, seen it work out the way it's planned. Something always comes up, some reason to deviate from the plan, some reason to start spending the money ahead of schedule. Well, whatever the reason, now you're likely worse off having tried that strategy. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, math is important in these decisions. So is human behavior and reality. Sometimes things just come out of the woodwork. Market corrections, family emergencies, sickness or death, my grandson needs money for college, blah, whatever, or any number of other unforeseen situations, and they just smack you upside the head, throwing your best laid plans haywire. I know many of you out there right now are just nodding your head saying, yup, that does happen. All right, here's another one. Does the senior bonus deduction negate the benefits of converting to a Roth or an LIRP, life insurance retirement plan, because people convert to both, since we now can presumably take more out of a traditional IRA with higher deductions, the senior bonus deduction, to wipe away those taxes on those withdrawals from a traditional IRA or 401k, TSP, 403b. I'm going to just call it an IRA, but it applies to all of those pre-tax type of accounts. The answer is unequivocally yes. Roth or LIRP conversions still make a ton of sense for most who have any decent amount saved by their discipline over many years or decades. Irrespective of this new senior bonus deduction that came to us from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or what we call OB3A here on the show, do distributions, so irrespective of that, do distributions or withdrawals from IRAs still count as provisional income, creating collateral tax damage on Social Security potentially? Yes, they do. Do distributions or withdrawals from Roths or LARPs do that? No, they don't. Do distributions from pre-tax IRAs, 401ks, etc., potentially cause surcharges on your Medicare premiums, what are called IRMA surcharges? Yes, they do. Does that happen from Roth IRAs or LIRPs? No, it doesn't. Can withdrawals from IRAs cause long-term capital gains, like on a taxable brokerage account, for example, to suddenly become taxable where they wouldn't otherwise be in the absence of that IRA or 401k withdrawal? Yes. Do Roth IRAs or LIRPs do that, cause unnecessary capital gains taxation? No, they don't. If taxes increase in the future, which is certainly and all but certainty with the fiscal and demographic pressures our nation is under, we go through that almost every show, with those all but certain inevitable tax increases, are IRAs and 401ks and all their cousins, pre-tax vehicles, vulnerable to those tax increases? Absolutely 100%. They are fully exposed. are Roth IRAs or LERPs vulnerable to those tax increases? No, they are not. So IRAs and other qualified accounts cause a litany of potential collateral tax damage across the board that Roths and LERPs do not. That aside, what can we potentially use the senior bonus deduction for? This wasn't a question, but I'm going to go into it. Assuming we stay under the qualification limits, it allows us to potentially convert even more the senior bonus deduction. It allows us to convert even more to Roth IRAs or LERPs, at least through 2028. It is currently temporary. I kind of feel like it's going to become permanent. That's just my opinion. It'll be hard for, in other words, for politicians to go ahead and retract that. But currently, it is temporary through 2028. This allows us to accelerate the opportunity to shift assets from tax procrastination accounts, like IRAs and 401ks, to tax-shielded and tax-efficient accounts like Roths and LERPs. For example, if I was going to convert $50,000 and to a Roth IRA or a LERP, and I qualify for the senior bonus deduction and I'm married, that gives me an additional $12,000 of deductions, meaning I could actually convert $62,000 for the same tax cost as converting $50,000. Boy, that's wonderful. That allows me to accelerate the shift, the intentional, strategic shift of tax-hostile assets to the tax-free column. Now, all of that said, you do not want to undertake a conversion strategy without having the full consequences and advantages lined out for you. That is why we are here. That is what part of a Compass report does do. 484-600-6512. In previous shows, we've already dismissed that false notion that the senior bonus deduction is somehow directly related to Social Security. It is not. It was couched that way and advertised that way. That is false. If you're not claiming Social Security, but you do qualify for the senior bonus deduction, do you still get it? Yes, you do. It has nothing to do with Social Security. All right, so what makes sense for you? We'd invite you, be one of the first eight today to call in and set up your free visit with us at the firm at Whispering Brook Financial. We will do your Compass Report complimentary. We will give you a copy of The Power of Zero, one of the best books ever written on tax-free retirement planning, and you will see a before and after picture of what might be possible for you. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. You can set up your own visit right there. 484-600-6512. What is the difference between converting to a Roth or converting to an LIRP, a life insurance retirement plan, or LIRP? Well, they are both very different, but have one thing in common. When set up right, they create tax-free growth and access to that growth without collateral damage to other parts of your financial picture. And we've highlighted that earlier. And we love both of them. We love them because we love tax-free streams of retirement income. And if the all-knowing overlords in Congress and in D.C. ever deigned to give us a third tax-free retirement option, we would likely be into that one too. So let's be clear, this is simply about tax-free streams of retirement income. But some distinct characteristics of a properly structured LIRP include protection from market downturns. You only participate in the market upturns, in other words. A tax-free term insurance death benefit comes with it, and that death benefit doubles as long-term care benefits if you needed it. And if you didn't, fine, it doesn't matter. If you do need it, great, it's there. It's just built in and part of the plan. There is tax-free and penalty-free access under age 59 and a half. That's extremely unique. They have very high contribution limits. We have clients that put in $200 a month to $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 per year and grow it tax-free. They are unique in that. They have extremely low fees, and they are engineered specifically for income production later in life or in your retirement. They do usually need time to cook, but just like doing an all-day smoking of the brisket or whatever, it is extremely good once it is ready. Are there other considerations to a LERP? Absolutely. Can both a Roth and a LERP side by side make a lot of sense? Are they both better together? Yes, often that is exactly the answer. Here's another question. How much should I convert to the tax-free column, meaning Roths and or life insurance retirement plans? This is a great question, and the answer is only as much as is required to keep your withdrawals from pre-tax accounts, pre-tax IRAs and 401ks, under the standard deduction. Because if we can keep withdrawals from those pre-tax accounts under the standard deduction, then those withdrawals are essentially tax-free because the standard deduction would wipe away the taxes up to that amount on those withdrawals. The net result is pre-tax in and tax-free out. That is the best kind of tax-free. Now, we still do have to be careful of collateral damage that it could cause in other parts of your financial picture. That is true. But by far, this is our favorite flavor of tax-free that exists. Any amounts that we would be, any balances that would cause us to have to withdraw or need to withdraw more than the standard deduction, those balances above that threshold should absolutely be converted to the tax-free column. Your Compass report is going to show what in your situation makes sense for you. Also, you will find risk mitigation strategies, the before and after picture of all the things we're talking about here, clearly laid out, and you get to see all the flow, the charts, the graphs, everything that makes sense in your situation. No two Compass reports are the same. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Now, if you are one of the first eight today to set up that visit, we will give you a copy of David McKnight's best-selling book called The Power of Zero, because we do want you to be educated on what we're talking about. We want you to understand why we do things, when we do things, the rhyme and reason of it all. And, of course, we do your Compass report complimentary for you. That is 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Okay, one more question we need to tackle in the first half that Steve and I discussed at length was a pension option that is where you have a lump sum option. Many of you have this. Some of you do, some of you don't. If you have a lump sum option with a pension, this means that you're able to take that and roll it tax-free, tax-neutral, you know, shift from your pension to an IRA. Why in the world would you ever do that? Well, you can have your own private pension. You can set that up with your own lifetime guaranteed annuity, just like you can at the employer. That's all a pension is it's a formula, an annuity formula, for determining how much money you get over your lifetime based on age expectancy, life expectancy, whether it's joint or single life, all that kind of stuff. That's all what an annuity is designed to do. So a pension is just an annuity. Now, if you have an option to roll it to yourself and have your own private pension, many times the income is actually better because you can find more competitive guaranteed lifetime incomes out there on your own many times. So that could make sense on its own. Secondly, though, what can you now do with that pension that's been rolled over to an IRA? What else can you do? You can convert it to a Roth and create, therefore, a Roth private pension that does not create all the other collateral damage we were talking about. Does pension income, if you left it at the employer, and again, don't feel bad if you don't have this option. That's okay. But if you do, and if you could convert it to a Roth pension, now it's tax-free for you. It does not cause Social Security to become unnecessarily tainted by taxes like a regular pension does at your employer. It does not cause IRMA surcharges potentially on your Medicare premiums like a pension at the employer does or can potentially do. It does not cause long-term capital gains to become unnecessarily taxable like a pension at your employer might. None of those things happen if you can take control of the pension and convert it to a Roth pension. Isn't that neat? So I want you to do this. If you do have a pension, and I know fewer and fewer do, but many of you out there who are near retirement age, coming up on that, we really need to explore this option and ask, what are my lump sum pension options? If they exist, chances are, it could be the case, many times is, that you're much better rolling that to an IRA, considering your own private pension with a better lifetime income payouts for you and or a surviving spouse, and potentially making it tax-free through Roth conversions. That could be very exciting. We have seen it be such a difference for people in their retirement, determining whether or not what kind of tax layout they have, determining whether or not they can make the trips that they want to make, determining whether or not 85% or zero of their Social Security is taxable. This is a meaningful impact that can possibly happen. So we absolutely wanted to hit that. Let's get your Compass report done. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your Compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512.